great teacher.
No.
That's just ambiguous.
Okay. You're trying to get your leg?
Huh?
Get your leg. We've got your...
Oh, you did?
No, I'm going to figure that out.
Thanks.
I figured I have to stand for all the other classes, you know. If I've got some classes where I can sit down, I'm going to sit down.
Well, in the court of the law, nobody stands anyway.
Yeah. Russ Barnett used to sit for all of his classes. Russ and Tom, I had them. Tom Barnett, they used to sit. You know, they had a little desk. You probably heard about the time that Russ,
he was talking about,
I think they mentioned it at the bankrupt mining mission or something. It wasn't with the bankrupt, but our alumni bank was. But he was talking about how people keep trying to get close to the edge, you know, and they try to get away with their lives, you know, they compromise with where they are, you know, they do it every
year.
And just get a little closer to the edge, kind of, you move over to the eventually, you know, and he said, before you know it, you know, walk, you fell on the floor, you know, on purpose. It was really dramatic. And everybody remembers it.
He did that deliberately?
Yeah, oh yeah. He did that on purpose. He had it all planned. Very effective. You can see that why the way those prophets conducted themselves and things they did was really
pretty
impressive. Well, that was wrong, huh? Okay. We will finish up these exercises.
That's good,
huh? Trying to slow it down, but it didn't quite make it.
Afraid
that's going to hit your ear.
We left off in part B, I believe, and we did number three. No, did we? Let's see, what am
I? I have it written down.
We did three.
Okay. Number three.
We finished
Bryce
three.
Was up on four.
Who was up on four?
I see. Bryce was up on five.
Okay.
But everybody shifted around today.
Everybody shifted around.
Peter's out of place.
I've got the vocabulary.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and chew on a little bit.
Okay.
You're going to have to watch on this. There's a little tricky piece here.
Number five, right?
Number five, yeah. They were afraid to approach.
Well, I decided to go with something like...
you can avoid this tricky feature if you want.
Yeah. That was nice piece. Yarabu and Karov,
yeah. They were afraid.
Then Karov would be Karov.
Well, no. Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need. I got four. It's used a different verb. Use yagash. Then also to approach, or how do they, what do they give for the translation? I think it would be to approach. Okay. Okay, that's what I had. That's the answer. So you did it expeditious way. Okay, there's about four ways to do this. If you use kara, it would be yara'u kirov, or yara'u likrov, if you use preposition Ramadan. And you probably more often see the preposition Ramadan than not. So I would say that probably the most common way to see it would be yara'u likrov. Or if you use yagash, then you would have either yara'u geshef, or more likely, yara'u lageshef. Lageshef would common on the lama. And that's the tricky feature. About page 134 at the bottom gives you that note. Preposition lama appears as lama common before the infinitive with stress first syllable on the infinitive and construct of the following noun. So lageshef would be the form that you have there. Okay.
So we're using the perfect on.
Perfect on the verb yara'u, and the infinitive construct on that would follow. If it was part of a narrative, then you'd have a converted imperfect, you know. But in number seven, his house is close to the city. Which way we normally go over here? We wind up.
Bentai, Karo, Ag. Ira.
Yeah, Ira would be fine. Yeah. Or Ha'ira, probably. No, did they just give Ira or Ha'ira? Sometimes they have the article from that, you know. So we need to add both. That would be fine. Or you could just say El Ha'ir and avoid the whole process. Okay, so it'd be Beitho. Beitho, his house. Karo. Ha'ira? Okay. So it'd be Beitho, Karov, Ha'ira, or El Ha'ir. Okay, number nine, for husband Lester. Here.
Okay. Isha.
Okay, you have a problem there because with Isha, this Isha is Ish with a suffix, her husband. So it's still husband, so it's still masculine. So then you just have Azav.
Oh, he left.
Yeah,
he left.
Yeah. He's the one who left.
Is it Isha or is it Isha?
Well, it's Isha. Ishah, you know, there's a mafik in the hay.
Okay.
But
the hay comes before that.
Yeah. Right. Kamate ending. The kamate was mafik, which is your suffix. And ish doesn't change because it's not changing along. So it's ishah. And so it would be a word order probably be azav, ishah, osa.
Okay.
For husband left here. And you could have had natas there for left as well. Natas, it would just be Natas Isha. Did we have that one yet? I thought it was in chapter or the one. No, Natas. Maybe we didn't have it. Nun, Tate, Sheen. Maybe we didn't have it yet. Okay. So, don't worry about that.
Yeah,
something like that. I thought it was in the one chapter, didn't it?
No.
Okay. Azav. Ayin, Zayin, Day. Okay. Number. Any other questions? Everybody happy with that? Number one under part C. Read and translate. John, I guess.
Waisidor, Haisha, Neder, Wais, Tonar. Ben, Ben, Liyawa, Ed, Hayalet, Hazet, Asher, Eilet, Wahu, Yeshev, Behekal, Yawa, Wahavad, Osol, Kol, Yemei, Hayadnao. The woman vowed a vow and said, I will give to Yahweh this child which I will bear, and he will dwell in the temple of Yahweh, and he will serve him all the days of his life.
Right, exactly. Okay, questions, anyone? And the woman vowed a vow. So this is from Tidor, is from Nadar, and it's one nun. And so the nun gets assimilated, and you get the dalit, the dagation of the dalit there. Of course, the dagation of the dalit could be construed as analogous, not opposed to open soul. Yeah, that would have to be considered coordinated. Anyway, and the woman vowed about it, so Walkensek is converted imperfect. So it's an imperfect form that's got perfect meaning because it's a part of the series. And the woman vowed a vow and said, I will give, there's your etain. That's from Nathan. And remember, there's another one nun. So you got the dogation there. They're giving you a lot of these shortened forms here. But I will give to Yahweh this child, which I will bear. So we've got Eilet there. It's from Yelad. It's one yod. And so that's an imperfect form also, which I will bear. And he will dwell. So Yeshev, that's from Yashav, to dwell. So the imperfect of this one. Same thing. In fact, the interesting thing about this verb is if you didn't have vowel points, you wouldn't be able to tell the perfect from the imperfect on this form. Because you get a yod for the imperfect, it's agreed to the yod for the imperfect, and the other yod got chopped off, you know. Okay, anyway, which I will bear, and he will dwell, okay, I've got that part, he will dwell in the temple of Yahweh, and he will serve him all the days of his life, and will serve him all the days of his life. So what you've done there is you started with an imperfect there, you will dwell, and will serve there is a perfect, converted perfect. So, it's still got imperfect meaning, because it's a part, start of a series, a continuation of a series that started with K-shape. Okay, any questions? Everybody understand what the... All right, number three. Who's next? Yeah. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Also, Yahweh, Nemor, Nekia, Neka, Beko, Asher, Ata, and that it's there.
Okay, who's that? Okay.
Yahweh answered him, saying, I will be with you in everything that you are doing.
Okay, good. Yes. And Yahweh answered him and said, I will be with you in everything that you are doing, or all that you're doing. Okay, notice this form, Ehyeh. You recognize that? Asher, Ehyeh. And that's it. I will be. It's the imperfect form. And remember, it could be I will be, or it might be I am in a, you know, continuing sense, repeated sense, or could even be in the past in a recurrent nature. That's where we get the whole understanding of that term. Okay. Any other questions?
This was, would you read it one more time?
Okay. And Yahweh answered him, saying, I will be with you in all that you do or are doing as parts of the form. What's that? Parts of it. So in all that you are doing, probably be the best. Did you get some off there?
I think I went up the line. That's what I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
boy.
I translated the first part of number three, but... Lay more up to there, and then I went up to the
Lama,
other dot,
okay.
And went translated Lama. Mm. Ashar. Yeah.
Oh my. know, just don't do that on a test.
Don't put them that close together. No.
Yeah. Okay, number five, Jim.
Lama Kazu Et Eretz Megure Abishem Vashav Tem El Haaretz Hahi.
Okay.
Why have you forsaken the land of the sojourning of your father and went to this land, or traveled to this land?
Okay. Yes, the problem you have is that your first verb form is an imperfect. Ta'azbu.
Okay, why will you?
Why will you abandon the land of the residence of your father and return? Now the second one is a perfect, but it's a part of the series.
Oh.
It's converted perfect, so those perfect form that you're getting and return unto that land. So it's almost modal. It's almost, well, yeah, I guess why will you return? It's kind of a future, but it's almost got a modal sense to it. So why will you abandon the land of your father and return unto that land? Okay. Any other questions?
No. Return, that's shav, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so shav tem is just a perfect form.
I don't remember the dagesh being in the tau. In a perfect
form. Oh, that's just part of the suffix. It was close syllable. Shav tem. Close syllable. This is it's not a double. It's just a dagesh pot. Dagesh pot
lane. I thought it was
that's because it's a
bicompound.
Because it's a bicompound. Well, no, I guess that's just part of the form.
Yeah, it's yeah, it's just the ending. See, it's the same thing that happens with about 10. You know, any of them, you close the syllable with a shawa, and then you send the suffix is going to happen.
So, really, I think that's a verb. It's not in the vocabulary.
It's not in the vocab?
Not in the Hebrew.
Oh, okay. I thought they gave you shav.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had it.
Oh, you had it.
Well, maybe it's listed here under return.
Oh, okay, good. Sometimes that vocabulary will be frustrating. Sometimes it's worth it.
Yeah,
and during their shav,
they got it. They have to know what it means before you find it.
Oh, okay.
You tried to look up shav.
You wouldn't find it in the shav. Then look it up under shuv. Look it up under a washin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like, they'd be listing it under that root. You'll find out about that in the next chapter.
Oh,
I see. Olivers, the imperfect, they retain those little. Look at the machine while they. And it probably won't be involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and then they got shop at this point.
Okay.
Okay.
Good job. Is that where you'd find it in your lexicons or analyticals or whatever? Sir? Okay. Number seven, you got a mouthful here, Tony.
All right.
you want to chew on it?
Sure, I'll chew on it.
Okay.
Need practice. Wayomer Yahweh El Moshe Nete Et Yadeka
Yadeka
Yadeka.
Yadaka.
Here's the difference. I can't even get it out of my mouth. Al Hashemayim Viyehi Hoshek Al Eret Yisrayim Vayet Moshe. Et Yadi Al Hashemayim Wa Yehi Hoshek Bekal Eretz Yisrayim Walo Ra'u Ish Et Achewa
Achew
Achew
Q.
So it's not a U, it's a W, isn't it?
No. It's a U. It's a Hiraku. Wow. So U.
U.
Eve would be. Achieve.
Achieve.
But
yeah, I like that.
Yeah. You heard of Tel Aviv.
No, no.
It's the same.
Achieve. Well, no.
Yeah. Mound of our fathers. Mound of his fathers.
Kamu. Ish. Nemekomi. Right?
Okay. Mimakomo.
Mimakomo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you had a good exercise there. Now, translation.
Okay. I've got it written idiomatically.
Okay.
But I got, and was saying Yahweh toward Moses, extend your hand on the heaven, and I'm not sure whether it was or will be darkness on the land of Egypt. And extended Moses his hand on the heaven, and was darkness in all the land of Egypt. And not a man did see his brother, and not a man did rise from his place.
Okay, good. Okay, I'll just read what I've got here. It's just slightly different, but it's just a matter of how you translate in English. And Yahweh said unto Moses, and it's because it's part of a narrative sequence, we've got to convert a verdict here. And Yahweh said unto Moses, extend your hand, you have on the heavens, against the heavens, could mean against also. So extend your hand against the heavens, what I put there.
What do they mean by that? You make that phrase, though. It's just an odd phrase in my ear.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
You can't touch the heavens, you can't go against
the heavens. You can't really touch them. You know? So it's kind of up against the heavens. Or toward the heavens, maybe, I suppose, although it really doesn't have the directional idea to it.
Well, the reason I used on was because it almost has the idea of authority. You're touching the heavens.
Yeah, right. You're
actually putting your hand
on the heavens.
Work on the heavens. Because he turned it to darkness.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Extend your hand on the heavens or against the heavens. Anybody have something else?
I thought it was significant the fact that Moses was called, you be as God's heir.
That might be. Get your hand over the heavens. It's more or less in the sense of over toward the heavens.
Yeah.
Something that would be probably all right. And darkness will be upon the land of Egypt. You want the will be here. We he. Because. You're starting with an imperative and then continuing with a perfect, so that you kind of get the resultant idea.
Would it be improper to say, it will be darkness upon the
land? And it will be darkness upon the land?
Because you've got we, he, and...
Getting it more than a
third person. Yeah, impersonal. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be, it will be.
Yeah, or
darkness,
darkness will be.
Since it's not...
Not particular. Yeah. That probably would work. It ends up being about the same thing.
Right.
Because of the equated verb.
Yeah.
So it will be darkness upon the land, or darkness will be upon the land of Egypt. And Moses extended his hand against the heavens, or on the heavens, or over against the heavens, or whatever. And the darkness was in all the land of Egypt. And no one saw, or no one could see his brother, and no one arose from his place. So no one saw his brother, and no one arose from his place. Well, it's got the negative on it.
Each man did not.
Each man did not. Okay. Yeah, that's literally what it is. Each man did not see his brother, and each man did not rise from his place.
Extend your hand and let it be, though.
Oh, let it be? That would be more of a justice. Let's see. The adjusted, let's see if there's a difference in the adjusted form for this verb. Let's see what verb we've got here. Okay. Well, let's see. He is your, we, he. Yeah, I guess you could go that route. You could take it adjusted, because it is adjusted form. It's also the walking about conversive form, too. So the only problem is that you did start with a series. You did start with an imperative, and you're continuing. The normal thing is imperative plus imperfective. So that it's almost got the idea of, extend your hand against the heavens so that darkness will be upon the land of Egypt, or and darkness will be upon the land. Kind of that resultative idea. So that would be that'd be the reason. It would be only because of the previous verb that I would opt for that. The form itself would be either way. So remember, the just is like form is the form that's used in mock effective, not normal and perfect. Okay, part D, right, in Hebrew. These are always more fun. Number one, all right. You're up. The men of the city rebuked him because he had not heeded the words of the elders. Maybe I should.
I've got it down.
Go ahead. Go ahead. See what you do with it.
It's just hard to pronounce. Ga'aru. Ha'anashay. Ha'ir. Otho. Ki. Lo. Shema. Et. Adavare. Azakini.
Okay. Couple things. You don't need an article on Ha'anshe, just Anshe, because the article is on Ha'ir. Remember, the construct relationship, the definiteness of the last thing is the thing that definites the whole thing. So it'll be Ga'aru Anshe Ha'ir Ozo Kilo Shama. And then they did have an idiom for heed. It's to hear in, or to hear with le or le. So you should put le or le on Divrei. And again, no article on Divrei, because it's in construct with elders, so it should be Bedivrei or Lidivrei. Bedivrei or Lidivrei Ha Zikainim. Zikainim.
No
F? No F here because of the, it's using a preposition.
Okay.
Instead of the direct object marker. So if it was a normal verb, you'd expect that, yeah. But because Shema with the preposition along with the base is the thing that's indicating heed, then you don't use that F anymore. So Ga'aru Anshe Ha'ir Otho Ki Lo Shema Lidivre or Lidivre Hazakeni. Okay, numbers.
What was the vowel?
Zakenim. The hay would have a papa, Zion would have a Shua, the Kof would have a Theri, and Nun here at Gilmain. Zakenim.
I thought it was Shua.
Well, Zakin isn't a.
That's a
Segalit. Yeah, Segalit goes to that pattern, but Zakin just gets the pretonic reduction here. Full pretonic reduction.
What
okay.
happened there on
Bedivrei? Bedivrei? Okay.
More reductions than I thought.
Oh, no, well, I think you're thinking of rule of Shua. No, maybe not. Let's see. So you've got Divrei, and then you just have Beit with Shua in front of that, because there's no article involved. The article is on the Hazakini.
Okay, I thought you
might
hear Beit plural on those
things. With
the reduction, and then...
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, we started off, yeah, you're trying to get that form. Well, you start out with Divarim, and you've got Divarim, and you take off the im and put Theriot on it, and then you get the another reduction here, Divarei. So you would, that would have given you Divarei, but then you get the reduction before you use the stem for the construct, you know, and which is what ends up, and then you get Divrei. So remember what your rule was. Let's see, I continued to do it. Now, this rule was just. It wasn't so much a reduction, but a comma to an unaccented syllable was reduced. So that's your rule there. I think that's all you need to know. So you got, you had Divarim, Shawa, commas to start with. You take the im off, put Seriot on, and then you see you've got a comma to an unaccented syllable there. So that's going to go to Shawa, but that would give you two Shawas in a row, so the first one goes to here and the other one to Shawa. To get Divrei. Yeah, it's back to, what chapter was it? 18 or 20, something like that. He gave the first rules. Was it 16? He gave the first rules on the.
Page 70.
Okay. You got three rules, actually. Unstressed seri and commas are replaced by shwa, so that's the rule to quote here. And then the details of it for the plural forms are given on lesson 18 for construct plural
I think I might be mixed up with phenomenal.
Okay, that probably could be it.
Thinking that you wouldn't have another reduction, but I think that's what happens with the.
You're kind of getting a mix between the types of reductions that are involved.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Okay.
All right, number three then. Price was last of Eric, and he raised his eyes and saw two men standing near the well. Here, this first root form, I think you pronounce it Wayisha, but it should be Wayisa. Wayisa, it's not Nasa. It's just a matter, I think you probably have it written right.
No,
you didn't? Okay. Yeah. So Wayisa, S, E now, Wayar is the way you pronounce that one too, for fear. It's kind of a, or I can't remember exactly what you said there. You might not have used the apocryphative form. Did you? What did you have for that
one? I had the gold and
the gold. Oh, okay. It should be Papak. Should be Papak, Wayar, with a Yod with Shua, and Yod with Dagesh and Papak under it. And then the Resh has a Shua and the Aleph is Kuyat. So it's Wayar. Wayar Anashim, Shinayim, Omazim, standing, Esel, near. Ayin, you had for well. I had bore, pit, but that's not right. They gave you the word for Ayin, didn't they? Did you have vocabulary?
Yeah,
for well. Okay, that's what you should use. Cistern, but I don't. We don't want to make a cistern a well here. Ayin, okay. Good.
I had trouble figuring out what to do with standing.
Okay, standing. It's just what you want. What you want to say is that men were standing near the well. So you saw two men standing near the well. So what you want is how do I say this? An anarchist participle. Yeah. So if you want, if you said you saw the two men which were standing near the well, then you'd use the articular form. You'd have the article on both of those. But if you just use the participle form of no article. So the men standing here as well.
So it's pointing the article, right?
Right. Modifying men. Yeah. You saw what men meant standing here as well. Standing near the well men.
I
saw two standing near the well. Standing near the well men. That's the idea.
Because this day who were standing, I thought it might be the
person.
Oh, yeah. Who is?
Kind of whenever you see standing like that, when it's modifying a noun, you know, use participles for that. When it's modifying a noun. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Wayar? Or, oh, let's see, I had it wrong. He raised his eyes and saw two men. Wayar. Yeah, that should be the form for what we're taking here. Trickier. You've got on the bottom of page 145. I mean, not the bottom of the section here, just ahead of the vocabulary. It says, note the sequence form, Y-Yar, and you saw, which differs from the justice. Sorry about that. So I did have it right, but I didn't remember the right reason for it. The reason I remember it is because it's so common in the text, Y-Yar, 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 all the time. So I'm used to it, and so there's a place where habit, habit overrode the
contextually
defined. So that's the only reason. That's an exception. You might even put a note, over here in your column if you want. Just put the parentheses YR next to it, so you know your law consecutive form is different than your justice form on this guy. Okay. Anybody else? Question on the
board? What was his
eyes? Let's see. Did it say his? Raised his eyes. Okay.
I had.
Oh, yeah. A now.
Yeah, I had the plural.
Okay, yeah, you just had.
I had ofo. I and ofo.
Oh, I see. Well, you need the dual. See, the eyes are dual. So it's anion is the dual form.
Uh-huh.
And maybe anos was the plural form.
It was
given that. Okay. Yeah. But his eyes would be the same.
I wanted to do the dual, but it was too hard. So
oh,
I just went plural.
No, the dual isn't that bad. It's just exactly as if it were an eme plural. I mean, they act just like the eme plural to the dual. So that would just be, I'll get a spelling on it here. Let's see, the ayin with teriyos, nun with kamas yod. Wow. Hey now.
Okay. I have forgot.
So just instead of taking im off, you just take ayim off, and then you put your suffix on. And you put the same suffix on as you would put on a plural, an im plural. Okay, number five. Another question. Okay.
How do we that with the saw two men?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get out of using the use of object markers and stuff like that? Object object.
Okay, it's just because it doesn't have the article. You saw two men. You don't need the article on a form like that. You see, it's anashim shenayim only. If it was he saw the two men, then you'd have the article on it. Yeah. I see your point is that if you've got two of them, it kind of definitizes the concept, but. I guess the philosophy is that he just saw two men, he didn't really, he wasn't the two men, it wasn't a particular two men, it was just two men. So there's no article on that word, there's no S.
And what was that word for well?
For well, ayin, same for I. Yeah, now is that with an aleph or with an ayin for the first letters? It's an ayin, okay. So I think it is the same word for I.
Yeah. It doesn't have that one in the back anymore.
Oh, it doesn't? What does it give for well back there? Does it give four?
Yeah, it gives
okay, that's
the one that gives the air too.
Oh, they give the air and bore both. They don't give I in. Okay, well, that's why I had bore. Like, that seems to have more of a connotation of a cistern or something. Yeah, find out what kind of a fit is it. Okay, so you've got a choice of three of them apparently there. I'm sure that I was mentioned.
Yeah,
it's
101.
101.
Spring or well. Yeah, there it is. Either I or spring or well. Okay. Any other questions? Number five, who's next? Okay. You shall see and you shall know the course.
I put it in a sequence. I couldn't figure out the imperfect.
Mm.
So I have wa ra'item, wa, no, yeah, wa yudatem, ki yawa.
Okay. Okay. If you did put it in the imperfect, and you know you can do that, but the trouble is that the way he said it is, "You shall see," rather than giving a sequence, "and you shall see." You know, so if you want, what you need to do is put the imperfects in here. So the problem is how to form the imperfects on these guys. And it depends on whether you shall see is you singular, you plural, or what. So I'm assuming masculine singular here. I've got the forms down to the other, to the plural too, if you want them. But for the masculine singular, it'd be teret, you shall see. You shall see, teret. And that comes at the same pattern there, yeret, and then be teret, and so forth. So you've got it over here, second person masculine singular, teret. So teret, with teda, and just use the normal unconverted form of the conjunction. If you're not wanting to be sequential here, and otherwise, let's see. I guess I was assuming that there wasn't any sequential relationship.
But what's that verb?
Yada to know. Teda. Excuse me. With teda would be how. With Terry, Dallas with Pasak, I am. Now, if you had plurals for both of those, it would be Tir U for the first one and Tave U for the Tave U for the second one. So, assuming that's kind of plural.
What was the second one?
Tave U. The Shua on the Dalit, so it's vocal for the military. So either Teira and with Teiv A, or Tir U and Teiv U, and then Ki Yawa Imanu. So you had that. Ki Yawa Imanu, is that Yawa's with us? I was assuming it was non-sequential just because you shall see and you shall know. It didn't say you shall see and then you shall know. Okay, number seven. Eat and drink, for in the morning we shall go forth to battle. Okay, and jump.
Echo Wishte Ki Baboker Yetu El Milkama.
Okay. Echol Ushte. That's the Shurek with Shin, Shawa, Tau with Seri and Hay. Okay, the spelling again? Yeah. Ushte. Yeah, it's Shurek, Shin with Shawa, Tau with Seri. Hey, Ushte. So, Echo Ushte Ki Ba Boker. And then this next form should be we shall go from the battle. So you want first person plural imperfect. So that was Nate Say. Yeah, Nate Say.
Okay,
yeah, you had they. So Nate Say, El Milkama. And I put L just because there's a direction there involved, so go forth, you see, this motion.
You have the plural on eat and drink.
Oh, for eat and drink plural. I don't have it written down here. Somebody, did you check it? Let's see, what's F for the if yeah. Let's see, from Shakabi, Ushu, I guess. If we use good for hay on it. Okay, yeah, it would be just Shutu, Shua, Tau, and Shurel. So the Ushtu, pretty short.
Not Vishtu?
No, it'd still be Ushtu because you have a Shua in the first syllable. So you get the Shurek. Let me see, now you have two Shuas in a row. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, oh, no, no, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I think it's going to be Ushtu. Remember your shurek, I mean your conjunction before Shua, Yahu. And so your raw form would have been Shatu, Shua. So you just get instead of Ru with Shua or something like that. A little bit different. Yeah. That's probably what you did, you just used normal Ru with Shua. That's what maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So they have a little top off for that, whatever it's before Shua. Yeah.
Remember the page?
Yeah, these are imperative forms.
Oh, okay.
Page 40.
Page 40, okay. Section C.
Good to review those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, before we're beginning with any consonant except yo plus shua, the form is. Now, if it's with a yo shua, then you get we with the here.
Right.
Okay. Anyone else have a question on these? Okay, the last part here is reading Joseph and his brothers.
Just one on that middle kama.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to form that so you
I don't know. I doubt it in that one. They probably avoid it, beginning when they've already got ah in there.
Okay.
You know, not every word will do this, but it's usually certain select words will do it. I think you're probably stretching it. You probably, if they did that at all, they'd probably convert the first one to a tau and have mil kama ah, something like that. That's usually what they do. Under those kinds of circumstances, but I doubt that they never have such a form here. Okay, John was the last one? Who was the last one?
That one, yeah.
Okay, so Doug, go ahead with that first sentence here, up to the first time I pull up here. Brothers went to pasture attend their father's sheep in Shechem, and Israel said to Joseph. Good question, anyone? Okay, Jim, go ahead. I guess we'll have you finish the statement. Okay, it's been a long way. Hard to break it up.
Hello, Acheka, Roim, Ishechem, Lekah. Ve'eshlach Oseka Alehem Lake Na Re'e Eth Shalom Acheka Ve'eth Shalom Hatzon Wayish Lach Otho Ne Amek Hebron Wayavo Shechem.
Okay.
Go to your brethren.
Okay, the Talo is from You're not going to pay plus low.
Oh, okay. 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 Why have your brethren... Why not your brothers shepherding in Shechem return?
You better, are not your brothers shepherding in Shechem? In other words, is it not the case that your brothers are shepherding in Shechem?
Oh,
it's hollow. If you, if you just had ho without the ha, there would be your brothers are not shepherding in Shechem.
Oh, are not, okay. Are not,
so are not your brothers shepherding in Shechem or tending in Shechem? Okay.
Okay.
So are not your brothers tending in Shechem?
Okay. And I will send you to them.
Can the lakah, the front, be kind of, come on, come, I will.
Okay, come on.
What's it from?
Anybody guess?
Holek.
Yeah, it's from Halak. But how come you got Kamaseon?
That's not a good question.
Okay, normally you just have lake or something like that. Well, not that, but... Yeah, it is an imperative. No, but it's, it may have a related philosophy. There's one of those obscure notes back there.
What does it say?
The form?
Yeah, that optional form for the masculine singular imperative that had the commentary on. Remember that? The marka, whatever it was. First mention of imperatives.
I'm trying to find another.
You may not, you mean that particular form, they may not use it that way. You just did that for fun. The page 114 is the top. So, Kofba. Right. Kofba. That's the form. So, this would be, see, so, this would be the. That doesn't work here. Because lakah for you would just be shawa, and then kaf, final kaf with comment. You wouldn't have a hay on it.
Yeah, but they had a friend with the word shakom like that.
There's another possibility too. It's sometimes they have what they call a paragogic K, and this here, and a paragogic none. There's a few paragogic means just drawn out, kind of as leading the side or something, literally. And most of the books don't even mention it. The analytical mentions it, and it'll kind of say with paragogic none or something like that. We'll have to talk about that some more next year. But
so
I don't think that's what it is. I don't think he would throw one of those on you here.
So come, I will send you to them.
Yes. Yeah, come, and I will send you to them. That's one thing that makes sense here. So.
Go and see of the health of your brethren and health of the flocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go now, I pray, or something like that.
Yeah.
With a nod there, kind
go
of polite,
now.
Polite eyes. Okay.
Okay.
Go now, I pray, to see. What would you say for the last part? I forgot now.
The health or the...
Yeah, the health,
the health,
the
welfare,
the
peace,
welfare,
yeah.
The peace,
okay.
Literally.
Okay.
Yeah, so go see the state of being or the welfare,
yeah,
of the flock. Yeah.
Okay. And...
every brother, excuse me. And...
every brother in the flock.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent him from the Valley of Hebron, and he came toward Shechem.
Yes, okay. Good. Another big mouthful. So going back up to the semicolon there, it would read, come now, come on now. We have to go back to Arnot. Yeah. Arnot, your brother standing in Shechem, come now, or come on, come, excuse me, just come, or come on, and they're instigating action. Come on, and I will send you to them. Go now, I pray, to see the state of being of your brothers and the state of being of the sheep, or the health of the brothers and health of your sheep, whatever. And send, and he sent him from the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. Okay, quite mouthful.
That form there, right after the na.
Yes.
What is that?
It's an infinitive construct for ra'ah. No, it's not. We listed in the
notes.
Well, that's good. You better do it here.
Know what it means?
Well, now I pray to P. I've got it. I've got it listed as an infinitive here.
I know. I tried that.
Oh, I know what it is. It's just imperative. Yeah, it's just imperative because the thing that throws you off is that you're using two imperatives in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with this construction, this lake. You know, so it's the idea of come now, see. Now, come now, see. So we almost, in English, we have to get the two. It's not an infinitive. I'm sorry, I was just going from the English reversing. So it's analogous to this top of page 144. Come now, Luku, and with the na in there, kind of breaks it up. But apparently, you don't always need the wood there.
Oh,
but here we don't have any and. It's just come now, see.
But some say, go now, I pray thee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go now, I pray thee, see the state.
I think the na there kind of puts it up so you can kind of start off again, but it's just kind of getting your attention, getting you all set.
Now,
and
lake na, is that go now, I pray thee, or is that come now? The lake na versus la ka.
Oh, lake na?
Yeah.
That would be the same kind of thing. Come now. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the lake now here in front. Yeah, that's just the same idiom. It's just exactly like the coup up here. Oh, we have a two, except that we don't have a na in that one. Here we have a na.
But we were translating that go. Go, see.
Oh, you can translate it go or come either way.
Yeah.
But that's not really important.
But it was really sound. I got the impression since he was with him.
Yeah.
He was saying not just come now or.
Oh yeah, I translated to go now. I'm afraid.
Go, go, see the welfare of your brethren, the welfare of God.
You know, you get kind of a ambiguity there because the main thing is got the idea of motion. See, when it says come, let's do it, it's not so much saying approach here to me, but it's kind of calling your attention to get ready to action.
Right, and it wasn't with that come now, wasn't that usually with the coordinative or adjustment?
Yeah, we don't have that here.
We don't have
that. May be the difference partly, because it's perspective. Uh-huh. Now we got the same kind of construction, but now it's kind of going the other direction, so
yeah.
Goal is, you feel like goal ought to be a better
yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
All right.
Okay. Hey, John.
Great.
Yeah. Would you rent
your own destruction?
Okay, good.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. That's one that you should be shining a little bit out.
Mm-hmm. You want to get your
phone. That worked out. So I think I might be
there. Oh, yeah. Okay. It depends on whether you're considering this to a singular person or to a plural. The singular is te-re-te-re-man with te-da. But if you add a plural, I have to extend it here.
Exactly.
As long as you say singular, you're fine. You're fine just the way you are. But if you decide to go plural on both of them, then you've got the T that loses the plural here, and then in the corresponding position over here, you just have the tier of U. Tau, here, Reish coming in.
I started in here in 1978.
Oh, yeah.
That's
just the alternate way to do it.
I've never played basketball with somebody just stand still with the ball for about 3 minutes. No matter where I went on the court, it just don't help the ball. I thought, well, it is a good sense in all the ball, you can keep it. One night with Pete, when we were working on the debate, he was all worried because Andy Backup had 5:30 to go play basketball. So I promised him that if he sacrificed one night of his sleep, I'd sacrifice him to go play basketball.
Oh, sooner or
later. That's sooner or later. Well, I kept my promise, and I showed up Wednesday morning, or this Wednesday morning. So my body can tell me. It ended up Pete and Bill and him and I drug him into the affair. I had to go myself. So we ended up playing basketball from 6 till 7. I happened to play basketball. My 39, 39, 14.